attacks really unfolded in the course of the morning and early afternoon, kicking off with what appears to have been a man carrying a suicide bomb vest, trying to walk into the main gate of the country's central bank, which is really at the heart of this cluster of very important government buildings, also the five-star Serena Hotel, all of which is very close to the presidential palace where Hamid Karzai was swearing in some of the new members of his cabinet. Now, there had already been an intelligence tip-off that a spectacular attack in central Kabul was on the cards, and consequently, the Afghan security forces were in a state of heightened readiness, and this man who walked towards the central bank gate came under immediate suspicion, and when he failed to obey the guards' warnings to stop, they decided he was a suicide bomber and shot at him, whereupon he detonated his vest, but not actually doing much damage to the central bank. At that point, really within minutes, all hell kicked off in the surrounding area. There was an attack on adjacent buildings, on the Ministry of Finance, on the Ministry of Justice, and these attacks really rolled on. We think that some of the attackers went into a nearby shopping center, having failed to get into the central bank. They went to this commercial complex where it was very simple to run amok within it and to simply go around shooting shoppers and civilians.
With such a massive attack on the Afghan capital, John, it just adds to the impression that the Afghan government is unable to maintain any form of security or order.
Well, the Afghan government were all trying to say that actually the way they handled it wasn't too bad. The amount of damage done was limited in terms of these insurgents were unable to get into government buildings, and the suggestion is that they moved on to softer shopping, this shopping centre instead, having failed to get through having failed to penetrate the very reasonably high level of security in these government ministries. Also, this area that we're talking about, it's a very important area. There are lots of ministries. It's very close to the presidential palace, but it is still reasonably open to commerce, traffic, and day-to-day life. If you wanted to entirely secure that area and make the sorts of attacks that we saw impossible, then you'd really have to entirely close it down, turn it into a green zone, ban traffic, and so forth, which may yet happen, but for the time being, it's the classic problem which many cities face, where you try and balance having an open and kind of normal environment versus security needs. So arguably, this is really a failure of intelligence rather than security. But then, having said even that, the intelligence services were aware that a plot was in the offing.